Mariah Merlin Knight here with you. Right on the dot, 1 o'clock. How's it go? How goes it on this beautiful Tuesday? Kind of cold, kind of nippy, but guess what? It's going to get into the 60 degrees later this week, probably around the weekend, Friday, Saturday. If I'm not around people, you know what I'm doing. I'm hanging out with nature. I'm in solitude, hanging out with nature when the weather's nice, doing pagan stuff, doing witchy poo pagan things with nature. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. So please don't call me. I'll call you. How goes it? So we got an awesome show. We got some vinyl golden groups, vocal groups of the 50s. A lot you probably haven't heard. I play a lot of poppy, chart-topping stuff, a lot of the 50s rock and roll. It's time to get into some things you haven't heard. And we're going to pull it off with some vinyl. I got some, just obviously an ADD of a mixture. I was really feeling the Bjork last Friday I was here. That was a hit. I mean, who doesn't love Bjork? That was, and I've been listening to her since then. So, I mean, I've been listening to her all my life, but it really got back on the whole bandwagon, like the whole bandwagon of like, okay, you know when you haven't heard me the stuff you used to listen to over and over, and then you go through kind of years and it kind of goes down because you've listened to it so much. Now it's kind of picking up again. So because I played Bjork, it's like, okay, it's picking up again. I really hope the laser show comes back to the Museum of Science because that was really amazing. And that they did, I think, yeah, it was Homajnik they did for the laser show. And it was just blew me away. Bjork makes me so happy. I love her so, so much. Happiness. So we got our guided. It's a guided time. Ooh. So, I'm liking this. This feels good. Okay, first of all, what we have here is a amazing Starseed DNA Awakening Palladian music, and we are going to get nice and boogie with it. It's been a while since I did some guided meditations. I know, I've been kind of getting lazy with that. No, I'm just kidding. No, I've just kind of like been really about the music and making music and playing it here that I've kind of just kind of just been focusing on that and also to kind of like, I don't like routine, you know? Sometimes, yes, routine is good. I think routine is really amazing when you do spiritual rituals and practices and you have your routine and like, you know, when you work out and you do all that stuff that's good for your body. I think routine is great, but like on my everyday life, like, I don't know, yo, like I just can't get down with like, I need spontaneity. I really do. I need it in my life. I don't know how many of you are like that, but I'm like that. So let's get started. Palladian music. Palladian. So just get nice and comfortable and breathe in and out. We're going to breathe in and out. In and out. Nice exhale in. And a nice exhale out. Inhale in. Exhale out. So right now in this moment, I'm gonna have roots from your feet come all the way down to the center of the core of the earth and tying tight. Right now, this is a brilliant time to just kind of alleviate all things that did not serve us and all things that do not belong to us and kind of get rid of it during, you know, this time. Anything that doesn't serve us during the week, just let's get rid of it. Let's wash and cleanse, wash and cleanse. Imagine you're just washing and cleansing yourself, washing and cleansing all your clothes, the washboard, washing all that energy in the washboard. And there's a beautiful waterfall that surrounds you and you're just cleansing yourself and giving yourself a bath. And as you're giving yourself a bath, you see all your loved ones coming in and helping and assist you. Breathe in. to the womb, you come back to infancy, you come back to that time when you were a baby and you were being taken care of and you had a parent or anyone, a grandparent, grandfather, grandmother, uncle, aunt, whoever was taking care of you, helping you to bathe in the security you felt, just that security. We're gonna step into that security right now. As you're stepping into that security, you can feel the light shining on you, all of the light of the universe, all of the light of nature just shining on you. You can see in the distance of the forest where the waterfall is, where the leaves are, and the sunshine glows on you, that there's celebration. You hear loud noises of joy and people talking loudly, and you see balloons and you see carnival music and you see cotton candy machine and you see all types of games and fun, and you walk closer and closer and everything is just so real. This is all of your angels and all of your spirit guides coming together. All of your angels and all of your spirit guides coming together right now, loving you in this moment, smiling at you and knowing that the celebration is here for you, feeling liberated and feeling joyful and feeling alive and feeling loving. You see every single loved one who is here for you, all of your loved ones, everyone who's crossed over that's here right now in this moment, that's gonna come in to the Paranormal Playground Sounds. This is our initiation and we invite them in. Look at all your spirit guides, all the elements and all the elementals and everything on the other side and in the unseen that is protecting you. Everything that is coming around you to love you unconditionally, especially universe and all of nature. We send prayers and we give love right now. Inhale. Exhale. And through this celebration of all your loved ones, and you can see all of them who come and smile at you, you see a big bright stage. And all of your loved ones are there looking at this stage, and you have a loved one on stage who's crossed over, and this is a spirit guide and talking into the mic and presenting their next performer, their next speaker, their next talker. They point to you and you are the guest of honor. They point to you and say, come on up. They motion you to come on up. See this dreamlike picture, this surreal, lucid dream world that is around you. Balloons, the loved ones, and the celebrations and the smiles. As you walk towards the stage, all of your loved ones pat you on the back, hug you, kiss you, love you, embrace you, and cheer you on. They are ready for your arrival and they are ready for you. You walk down the aisle and you walk up the stairs to the stage. That loved one who is presenting to you, that is your most beloved in the spirit world. Oh, your most beloved watcher and guide. Whoever this beautiful angel is, takes your hand and presents you to the crowd, presents you to your family in the spirit world, presents you to all of the galaxy, presents you to all the universe, presents you to all infinity that is watching you right now. They are presenting you. All of infinity is watching. What is it that you have to say? What is the most loving tool and key that you could deliver possible into the microphone? See, we invite Archangel Michael to come in. And as Archangel Michael steps in, because it is Archangel Michael Tuesday, that blue lights up. The blue in your throat, the blue chakra, the truth, the clarity is here. What is it that you have to say? Because everything that's coming out of your mouth in this moment into the microphone is the magic. Right now, we are changing and transforming. It is the magic. It is the power. It is the healing force that is going to change everything in your future and everything in your community's future. Because you have that power. You have that loving power to raise the vibration, to raise the frequency, and to create healing here on earth. What is your song? What is your poem? What is your speech? Use your voice. Speak your truth as you go about your day and understand that you make a difference and you are powerful. You are powerful and you are sent from the heavens to be here and deliver joy. Joy to the world is here and it flows and it channels through you. So picture right now in this moment what you are saying that could change the world. What is the magic words you are saying that is channeled from spirit? And as you say your truth, you can hear the crowd cheering. You could hear all of the world waking up. You could hear all of the light blossoming and blooming. Living in your truth. Dear God, to the universe and the spirit, we thank you. We give grateful thanks in this moment. We are beautiful in light. We are beautiful in gold. And we are immersed in love. And we are connected right now. Thank you. Thank you from the paranormal playground. Thank you for all the viewers. And thank you for everyone here. Because from now on, right now, there is healing spread around the world. There's healing being spread through the airwaves, and it is change, and it is pure change right now. We are in this. This is the most beautiful time to be alive. Feel it because you are connecting with your star seed. You are connecting with your alien being. That is so supernatural, beyond belief, beyond your wildest dreams, beyond anything that you could imagine. We are here, and we are beautifully connected. Oh, say amen. Say thank you. I say thank you, and I am great gratitude. And when you see your loved one, you go into the crowd and we celebrate, and the vibration has just been lifted all the way up. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. When you are ready, please open up your eyes and give a nice big smile. Thank you so much for participating with me. Oh my goodness, I loved it. I loved every single part of that. It was magical. I do feel transformed. I could feel the transformation. I was in it. It was so lucid. It was so surreal. I could see all my loved ones and it just felt vivid. And just see, when I do these meditations, they're never planned. This is all channeled and I get the message. So that message was to speak your truth and understand that you have the power to heal. No matter what anybody has ever told you, no matter what anybody has ever said, you make a difference, okay? You make a difference in this world. You make a difference in the community around you. And you do it through your energy, and you do it through your vibration, and you do it through your words. So what are the words you speak? What are you giving out right now? What is it inside of you that is your truth? And I love you. I know that in my heart, I love you is one of the most powerful things you could do to heal. If you need healing, present you with I love you. All that truth and that vibration of excellence is in love, and it's in gratitude. Because right now I am in high gratitude. I'm in such gratitude. I'm here and speaking through the airwaves, and I have this time to do this. Somebody was kind enough to give me time to speak my truth through this microphone and use my blue chakra. And I am so grateful for this. Thank you, Spirit. Thank you. Whew, that was intense though, but very, very very, very grateful. So please stay tuned. We've got lots of this. We got 2 hours of supernatural, psychic world and healing. And we're connecting. Oh, we are connecting today on this Tuesday. Feel love and feel alive. And we have Archangel Michael here, and we'll be doing lots of cleansing today. Lots of cord cutting and lots of healing. Embrace that and be a warrior right now. You have your vibration held high. Be this, live this, love this, as I absolutely love you. All right, we're going to play some nice oldies but goodies. We got Ricky Nelson. I got some Addicts. We got the Beach Boys. We got Desmond Dekker. We got it all. We got it all here in the Paranormal Playground Sounds. Here's Ricky Nelson, Poor Little Fool.
I used to play around with hearts, hasten at my call. But when I met that little girl, I knew that I would fall. Poor little fool. Carefree devil eyes. She'd hold me close and kiss me, but her heart was full of lies. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool. Poor little fool. I was a fool. Oh yeah. She told me how she cared for me, that we'd never part. So for the very first time, I gave away my heart. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool. Poor little fool. I was a fool. Oh yeah. The next day she was gone, and I knew she lied to me. She left me with a broken heart, won her victory. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool. Poor little fool. I was a fool. Oh yeah. Well, I played this game with other hearts, but I never thought I'd see the day when someone else would play love's foolish game with me. Poor little fool. Oh yeah.
Baby, come a little closer.
Bye.
what you have done. I've tried so hard to please put my heart at ease. I gave you my love, I gave you my heart. Why did you leave and say,
shining bright.
Now the milkman's on his way. It's too late to say goodnight.
So good morning, sunbeams will soon smile through. Good morning to you
and you and you and you. Good morning, we've gabbed the whole night through. Good morning to you.
Nothing could be grander than to be in Louisiana
in the morning. In the morning, it's great to stay up late. Good morning. Good morning to you.
Might be just as zippy if we was in Mississippi.
When we left the movie show, the future wasn't bright. But came the dawn, the show goes on, and I don't want to say goodnight.
Don't say good morning.
Good morning.
Rainbows are shining through.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Bonjour.
Monsieur.
Buenos dias.
Buenos frias.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Good morning.
Morgen.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thank you. $5,000 to continue to keep your Freeform station playing your favorite music. WMFO is a nonprofit station with staff, students, and community members who volunteer their time to bring you their favorite music and shows. We need your support to keep it all running, so donate now by logging on to donate.wmfo.org. That's donate.wmfo.org. Or mail a check payable to trustees of Tufts College. Send it to WMFO, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Thank you for your support from all of us here at your Freeform station, 91.5 WMFO.
Hello, hello. We are back here, WMFO, 91.5 FM, Medford. Oh my God, that scared me. Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I just got a little spooked, okay? Don't mind me. Don't mind whatever the heck I'm doing, okay? So anyways, yeah, we had some vinyl. That was good. I loved it. Oh my God, I love this selection. It's actually, I'm really excited because this is actually vinyl. This is actually probably my only second time playing, and I actually am getting to play a lot of stuff. So it's good to bring, this is my own vinyl that I brought from home. And so this is a lot of R&B and 50s classics that we got to play here. And we had some Addicts for you. I love the Addicts. Some old school nice punk from England. I've got to see them live. Fortunately, that wasn't the best show, only because it was cut short due to people messing with the lead singer. And yeah, they hate us. They hate Boston, probably. And I don't think they're ever coming back here. just kidding. I still love you guys. Shout out to Monkey. Anyways, who doesn't love a Clockwork Orange punk band? Seriously, who? How in your right mind could you not love a Clockwork Orange punk band? Anyways, we had some Singing in the Rain, Debbie Reynolds, and the other crew. Good morning, it's great to see the whole day through. Good morning to you and you and you. Okay, great. So, yeah, I'm feeling it. Yeah, I feel good. Like, okay, so it's like the, you ever see the Joker with Joaquin? And he's like, I feel good. And that was like after he killed his mother. Yeah, I always joke about that with my sister because I saw that with my sister and we were laughing so hard at that part where he's like, I feel good. So crazy. Oh my God. Any hoozles. So what's going on in the world? Energy. Ding, ding. I should have a bring, bring, like good news, like minute, like during the show. And it's like, good news. Did you hear? And anything about the good news. So I had a very intense new year. And I don't know if any of you guys had it, anybody who's connected. But yeah, it was intenso. Basically, you know, like there's a lot of stuff going on. It was so weird because the whole week Spirit was like, okay, you're off social media for the rest of the week. You're just basically gonna be with Spirit. So the whole New Year's week, I was just quiet and with Spirit. And like, I got to cleanse a lot of stuff. I got to heal from a lot of things. And I'm feeling it. And I'm feeling the switch. And I'm feeling the transformation. And one of my goals actually was to stop crap posting. Stop crap posting. I want to put more better vibes out. Like, I swear, like, okay, so Facebook and social media for me is like, it's funny. Like, okay, so it's like here, radio and television, it's all about spirit world. It's all about music. It's all about creativity. It's all about feeling good and it's all about healing. And I never talk about politics, never talk about race, never talk about nothing that's, you know, off, you know, weird humor, distasteful humor, anything. And I tend to do a lot of that on social media where I just kind of like, it's like Facebook is kind of like my place where I like take a dump. Like, you know where you take a, you know, that's where, here is like where, you know, you release all the good stuff, and then like social media is like, okay, it's time to like take a crap, take a piss. That's like where I dump all my stuff. And I realized, okay, yeah, it's funny and it's entertaining and it's like, it's completely just, I'm just being, but mostly I'm just being me. I'm not doing it for anything else except, you know, I have no filter. That's what I was born with. God blessed me with this ability to not have a filter, and it gets me in trouble constantly. Like, I wish I could record the looks on people's faces when I say things, because it's just like, what? Like, I don't know. Like, that's the thing. Some people just don't have filters. They don't really pick up on social cues very well. And I'm just one of those people. And I'm not ashamed. I just, it's great to have such a clear throat chakra, but like, you know, I feel like sometimes it does get me in trouble. So, I mean, praise it and hail it. I mean, I love people who are just honest to the core. I surround myself around that. I can't have it any other way. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. And, you know, a lot of times I'm just like, you know, you can just go screw if you don't like it. So I do like that. I love that quirk. I love that flaw about myself. And it is about, life is about loving your flaws. It's about loving those parts of you that make you imperfect. And that's one thing I absolutely adore and love about myself. I do. I really wish I could have a tape recorder, like a hidden cam, and just record people's expressions and reactions to, like, when I say certain things. And then it's just like, I swear to God, sometimes I'll say things and just the look on people's faces, like, they've just seen a ghost, or they're terrified. And that is not ever my intention to terrify people or scare people. It's just, I say what I say. And like, so here, I mean, that's the thing. Saying things like the things that I say here in Paranormal Playground sounds about like the unseen mixed with my real experiences and real life experiences. It's just like, Jesus, like people, they can't handle it. So I'm not sorry for it. I'm just like, so anyways, it's coming back to the point of what I'm saying about the resolution was like, okay, it's very entertaining. There's so many things. Facebook is so entertaining and you could do so many things with it. I happen to actually like it and enjoy it. And I think it's fun, but sometimes, you know, I do tend to take it to the next level and, you know, do tend to get into it. And so this year I want to kind of stay off of it, basically do my own thing and just kind of like, you know, as much as possible, you know, do the way that I do it here on radio and television. I aspire to make it the same kind of way, you know, nice. Be more nice and have more love it and be more loving and be just more compassionate, because we need that. And I'm definitely trying to work on that, you know. I said it before and I'll say it again. We've had this conversation. A lot of people who are in spiritual development and spiritual growth are very dark, you know? And it isn't, again, that's nothing to be ashamed of. And it's nothing to be, you know, to demonize. I'm just being honest and it's a truth. Like, there's a reason why you're going into spiritual development. You don't just go into the supernatural and try to use magic because, you know, your life has just been fluffy and dandy. You go into it because you've gone through certain things that get you to the point of like, the heck with it. I don't care anymore. I'm going in. I'm going to go to the highest potential and reach my highest potential and have no limits and see where spirit takes me and see where the unseen and magic. Because all I have is magic and all I can do is magic. So think about it. Just really think about it. It makes sense, doesn't it? Doesn't it? Yeah, it makes sense. It makes perfect sense. In my Cartman voice. Aha! Anyway. I'm having a blast here. I'm loving this. I'm here till 3, which is really, really funky. It's really funky and it's really cool. It's just really magical. So, life is good. Life is good. And I told you later I'm going to be giving a reading through vinyl. Yeah, that's what I do. I communicate with vinyl and I'm seeing what does vinyl have? What's the message vinyl has for me today? What are they cooking up? What is it in the cards? What is the beauty coming in right now? For the love. I'm just feeling light. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling magic right now in this moment. I'm feeling a lot of healing. Yeah. There's a lot of healing coming through. So if you're just tuning in, this is the Paranormal Playground Sounds. And you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Reform Radio. And this is your host, the lovely, the magical, the enchanted Boston medium, Mariah Merlinite. Come see me and say hi, 153 Harvard Ave, Alston, Mass, Brighton. We're located at the Ritual Arts and I'm there. Committed days, Saturday and Sundays. Come get a reading. Come say hi or schedule an appointment with me and I can be there any day of the week. Just let me know. Contact me. Contact me here. Call. You can call 855-915-9636 or please contact me on Facebook. Come to my page, Mariah the Boston Medium. Facebook, Instagram, the Boston Medium. Hit me up. I'm here. Let's do this. Let's open up to spirit. I'd love to hear from you. And if you'd like to call the show right now, if you have questions about the spirit world, if you need a prayer, if you want a reading, anything that's related to the spirit world. You want to talk about how great your day is, spreading positivity. You want fairy wishes. I do fairy wishes here. I do it all. So, yeah, let's rock and roll for another hour of me here on WMFO. It's fun. It's fun. It's light. It's fun and light. I like this whole thing where I'm getting to play the Addicts. They make me really, actually really, really happy. And I really, really like it. And I love sharing it with you. This is so good. Oh, my God. Okay, this is coming on next. So, we got more vinyl. I can't wait to play more vinyl in the future. I cannot wait. So here it is. Some more. I like to mix it up with the punk rock. So here's Cox Bar with Because You're Young.